Okay, congratulations again to the Eagles, to Jeffrey Lurie, and everybody back in Philadelphia who I know enjoying this game. What an amazing turnaround for this organization. As you all know, they finished last in the NFC East last year, and to turn around and win the Super Bowl is an incredible achievement. Coach Peterson, who I think is one of those great leaders who demonstrated that throughout the year and overcoming adversity and leading his team through that, is one of only eight coaches to win the Super Bowl in the first two seasons, which is truly a remarkable achievement. So, Coach, congratulations. Come on up.
Let's do this one. I like this one.
You can pick it up if you want. It's yours.
No, we got that one. Yeah, thanks.
I appreciate it. Go get it.
Good morning. No questions. I like it.
Hey, Doug. You've had a little bit of time to reflect.
Not much.
You guys did this without superstars, without Hall of Famers. Does that make it special? And do you think that's one of the reasons this team bonded so well, because there were no superstars?
I do. I think this team is full of great character men. It wasn't about one individual. As I kept saying to the team, this entire season, particularly these last couple of months, and I just, the leadership of the locker room, part of the messaging this season was putting it back on the players. The players own it. The players own their jobs, own their responsibilities, and not having selfish coaches and selfish players gives you a chance to win this game.
Doug, you mentioned previously how after the regular season you went back and looked at Nick Foles' film, what he did well, what made him comfortable. Looking back now, how crucial was that week or two-week period to get him ready for the postseason?
Well, it was definitely valuable experience to go back and just kind of watch Nick and understand what clicked with him and what made him successful a couple years ago. And, change is good. We didn't have to tweak a lot of the offense, but at the same time wanted to make sure we had, plays and ideas and concepts in the game plan that he was comfortable in executing and running. And so it was had a lot of conversation with Nick, during that period. And then it was just a matter of him spending time with the guys, it was going to take time. It was going to take, repetition and practice. He missed a lot of training camp, obviously, with the guys. And then, of course, when Carson's playing, he misses the regular season reps. So we knew in the building that we were going to be okay with him. We just needed time.
Doug, was there a moment after all the excitement and the celebrations when you kind of sat down and let it sink in? And what were your thoughts when you finally realized what you had accomplished?
Well, it really hasn't sunk in completely yet. I can remember back even as a player winning this game and what it felt like, what it meant. But I think it's just a little more special waking up today, knowing that you've accomplished something that you set out way back in April. And really when I was hired 2 years ago, when Mr. Lurie hired me in Philadelphia, that this is the game that we wanted to eventually be in and play in and win. And I know it's going to take some time, but it's kind of surreal right now. These next few days are going to be a little crazy. We got a lot to do still, but just excited for the guys and we'll remember this the rest of our lives.
Doug, you were Nick was asked if he looked at himself any differently after going through this process the last month or so. And you've been around him a long time. You're here, your first time here, you're with him, and you've been with him since spring here every day. Do you look at him any differently? Because as much as you might think you know a guy, when you get on this size stage and he still performs through, do you look at him any differently, or are you going to reflect on him differently as time goes by?
Nick has been the same guy that I can remember going back when we drafted him. Nothing. He doesn't change. He does not change. The things he did, you know, back then when we had him in Philadelphia to today, you know, he's just a better quarterback today. He's a smarter quarterback today. He's a veteran quarterback today. But Nick is Nick. Nick is who he is. I mean, you just saw up here how genuine he is. And I have a lot of guys on that roster that are just like Nick and very unselfish and call them role players, call them whatever you want, call them backups. You know, these guys helped us win this game, win this championship. And my hat's off to Nick for what he's gone through, for what he's had to ordeal and sort of, you know, block out this past probably 2 months. And excited for him and his family and well-deserving.
Hey, Doug, can you take us through what you did after we last saw you last night? And at any point did you get to have a moment with Carson, and what was that like?
Well, you know, I had a chance to talk to Carson actually on the field, on the podium, last night after the game, and told him to take this in, just enjoy this moment. You know, he's a great quarterback, and he's a big reason. I told him, I says, you're a big, big part of why this team won this championship and won this game. And, you know, I told him that, you know, hopefully we'll be back in this game, you know, with him leading the way. And then just after that, it was just about, you know, spending time with our families, you know, with my boys, having my boys down on the field with me, my wife on the field, my mom was here, and brothers and sister, and just, you know, just reflecting, you know, about the game, and then spending time, you know, at the party with the teammates and the players and coaches, and just a crazy whirlwind of a night.
Hey, Doug, I know you're so quick to praise all your players, but as a coach, when you have this many key players go down throughout the season, all this adversity, how trying is it as a coach?
It's tough. It's tough. It's something that you spend a lot of time thinking about how you want to talk to the team, how you want to present your messaging to the team, how is the team going to buy into losing as many starters as we did this season, and really, again, it was part of just entrusting the players a little bit. Great leadership, you know, with some of the veteran players just allowing them to sort of embrace it and next man up mentality just as coaches, hats off to my coaching staff for preparing our guys, getting our guys ready each week. You know, it didn't matter who was in there. We were going to coach them up and get them ready to play.
Hey, Doug, you mentioned last night you knew you had to have a touchdown on that last drive where Ertz got into the end zone. How frustrating was it, and did you and Jim Schwartz have a lot of spirited discussions about the fact that the Patriots scored a touchdown every time they had the ball in the second half until the final 2 minutes?
Well, it wasn't frustrating when we scored the touchdown. I mean, we knew, and I knew that we were going to have to score. We were going to have to score, and a field goal wasn't going to do us any good, obviously. Listen, it's part of the ebb and flow of a game. It's going to happen that way. You're going to be in a game where either the offense is struggling, defense is struggling, maybe special teams is struggling, and you just keep fighting. You just keep throwing punches, and you battle to the end. It's always a 60-minute game with the Patriots, and you know that's how I challenge the team before the game at halftime, that we got to continue to play. And that last couple minutes of that game, challenging the defense that, you know, everything you got. And we got the strip sack, the fumble, and then obviously the last play. So hats off to everybody. It was a great team effort.
Two more. Doug, obviously our fathers are such an influence in our lives. Nick mentioned that. When you came to the Eagles, during that period of time, you lost your dad. How much did you think about your dad after the game and what it would have meant to him?
Yeah, you know, I did think about him, you know, having my mom here. And, you know, he'd be so excited. I remember just, you know, all the sort of the brow beatings I took from him, you know, through athletics and life lessons that sports can teach us, and the good and the bad. And I know he is smiling and looking down on us and looking down on me, and very happy and very proud, obviously. And I'd